Hello, 103. How are you doing today? We're doing another chapter 11 question here, a very mechanical but kind of classic present value question. And it contains all the elements that you really need to know about this stuff. So recall if you were at the other video, I said it's very useful to think about these present value problems along a timeline. And there are two types of things that we deal with. One is a lump sum. So suppose here is time zero, and here's time something in the future. Maybe this is year seven. And in year seven, there's some number of dollars that are going to be given to you, call them X. And table one in your book says, let's multiply X by a number that will translate and bring that value X to today. That's the present value of a lump sum. That's what you find in table one in chapter 11. The other thing is that we could have a series of payments that are equal across a certain time span. So maybe this is a payment of, you know, $1 today, $1 tomorrow, that, you know, $1 every year from now for so many years. What table two does is it says, let's take this $1 and bring it to today. Let's take this $1 and bring it to today. And then this one. And it just brings all of these things back to the present value. This is what's called an annuity. So when you're dealing with these present value problems, ask yourself, is this a lump sum that I'm dealing with? Or is this an annuity? If it's a lump sum, go to table one. If it's an annuity, go to table two. And in this particular question, we'll see that there could be both elements present. So this question is about two streams of income. One stream gives more money up front, but not in the future. The other stream gives more money in the future. And this is the kind of decision that you make yourself, that why are you going to university? You're going to university because you think 10 years from now, you're going to be making a lot more money than if you didn't go to university. But some people decide not to go to university. So what's going on? Well, so here, let's just go through the question. So here's Jared. He's got two careers. One career is career A. And here he is at today. And he's looking over the next 30 years. Boy, my writing's not getting any better on this thing. He's looking over the next 30 years. And every year in career A, every year gives him $50,000. Nothing ever changes. $50,000 every year. And 30 years from now, he's going to retire and he gets that kind of income. Well, just looking at this, this is a straight annuity, isn't it? Every year gives the same amount. So it's just like this issue here. And so to calculate the present value of career A, we just have to go to table two and look up the question. We're told that the interest rate is 5%. So we go to table two under 30 years and we look under the interest rate of 5% and we'll find a number there of 15.4, I think. Okay. So 15.4 is the present value of $1 every year for 30 years. But Jared's not getting $1, he's getting 50,000 of them. So we need to multiply that by $50,000. And when we do that multiplication, we get $770,000. That means that if Jared took career A, his wealth, the present value, the future stream of income, would be $770,000. Now, at 5%, when the interest rate is 5%. Now, career B is more complicated. Career B also spans 30 years. So here we are at time zero. But there's a training period of 1 year. And so in the first year, he's going to have to pay $1,000, negative $1,000. After that, until year 10, so for the next 9 years after that, he's going to be earning what is it? $30,000 a year. So he starts off low, but he gets $30,000 a year for 9 years. And then in the 11th year, he gets $80,000 a year. And that continues until he retires. So this is a kind of job that has a rising income profile over time. Okay, the kind of job that you're probably going to get. So how do we do this? Well, the trick is to just break it down into its components. Find those years of income that are constant. And we see that there's three here. There's this first one, the $30,000, and the $80,000. So the negative $1,000, that's just a lump sum at the end of 1 year. So there we go to table one. And in table one, for 1 year at 5%, we find the number 9.952. What does that mean? That means $1 1 year from now, at an interest rate of 5%, is worth 95.2 cents. So we multiply that by negative 1,000. That gives the present value of this training period. All right, well, now he's got an annuity for 9 years. So if we go to table two and we look under 9 years at 5%, we will find what? We will find a number, 7.11. That's the present value of $1 every year for 9 years at 5%. But what that does, I'm going to change colors here for a second. What that does is it takes the 30,000 and it brings it to here. Because the table doesn't know that this starts a year from now. It just assumes, table two assumes that the annuity starts today. So 7.11 times 30,000 is the value of an annuity that starts today, but it doesn't start today. It starts 1 year from now. So we need to take the present value of that. What we know what that is, though, that's we multiply by the 0.952. So there's the present value of the second stream. Now, what about the third stream? So the third stream is, it's an annuity that lasts for 20 years, right? So if we go to the table and we look up table two, 20 years, 5%, we'll see we'll get a number of 12.5. We're going to multiply that by the 80,000. That's the present value of an annuity that starts today. But this annuity doesn't start until year 10. So what we've done is we've brought all this income to year 10. Now I need to find the present value of a lump sum at year 10. So I go back to table one, I look under 10 years, 5%, and I get a number 0.614. So I do all those calculations and then I add them together and I get $816,109.60. That's a bigger number than this number. So at 5%, Jared would choose career B. Now, use your intuition. If the interest rate went down, what happens to career B? What happens to the present value of career B? It goes up, right? If the interest rate goes down, then you're discounting these future values by less. If you're discounting them by less, well, they're going to be worth more. And in fact, let's suppose the interest rate was zero. If the interest rate was zero, then I could add all these things up. So at zero, what's 50,000 times 30? That's $1.5 million. If I added up all of these values, I would get $8.9 million. Okay. So as the interest rate goes down, look what happens. There's a $300,000 difference now, as opposed to just a $40,000 difference. What happens if the interest rate goes up? If the interest rate goes up, then career B starts to look worse. and eventually you would do career A. Suppose the interest rate went to infinity. Well, maybe not quite infinity, but let's suppose these payments were on the first day. So suppose there was a minus 1,000 payment on the first day in career B, but you got $50,000 on the first day in career A, and the interest rate was infinity. If the interest rate is infinity, it's like saying there's no future. So you would completely ignore all this stuff in the future, and you would compare career A at 50 versus a minus 1,000. Of course, you would take career A. So when interest rates are high, people are going to choose careers that give income today. And when interest rates are low, they will choose careers that are more likely to give income in the future. All right. Have a nice